All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? We got a win in our back pocket for the Houston Texans, for all you wees out there, and for all you usses. Yeah, we got a shutout loss against the Baltimore Ravens and other things to talk about. We're all ready and getting set. Hey, it's The Usual Suspects. Nick's here, Barry's here, I'm here. So let's do this. Let's have some fun on a holiday week, as could be short week, maybe even shorter than short, depending on what the Ags do tonight. Right, gang?
I think it's going to be, I think they're winning, so we'll be doing 3.5 hours of radio tomorrow, not an hour. If you don't know,
yeah,
there's
the,
a programming
the
note. Do-do-do-do-do. Alert, alert. The Aggies play Oklahoma State in basketball. If the Aggies lose, then they will play tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock, which means our show will be from 1 to 2 and then we'll be off the air. If they win, then the show, then the Aggies will play at 4:30. So that means we'll go from 1 to 4:30.
Who are they playing again?
Oklahoma State. Dave South is going to tell you they're playing the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Yeah, Aggies are like top 15. Oklahoma State is not. I anticipate an Aggie win, which means that
duty for us.
We will be doing 3.5 hours. We'll be bleeding over into the blitz, and so maybe they'll get a boost in ratings for the first 30 minutes of their show.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
You know, as Fred likes to say to us, but it's just jealousy being a disease. You need to drink heavily to listen to that show.
Well, so. You won't let that go. Boy, that really bothered you.
We don't take shots like that.
We do.
No, you do.
Well, when it comes to that, we're a team.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think you shouldn't be upset about it.
Then they said I left a little backwash when I hammered that water bottle that day when I chug-a-lugged
it. It's kind of true, though. Have you ever gone back and listened to one of our shows from the podcast? It made me start drinking.
I just thought it was so damn hilarious that I was entertained.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. I mean, you took it as a bad thing. Maybe he meant because our show is such one hell of a party that...
How do you think it was meant to be distributed, Nick?
What do you mean?
Was it derogatory in Fred's mind, or was it
no,
complimentary?
I think it was just him being... just having fun. That's what I think. I didn't hear it, so I have to... I have to hear the context.
I've never heard it. I don't listen to that show.
But for the most part, I feel like it's...
See, I'm just teasing. I listen to it.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm just upset you guys are not giving Oklahoma State a chance here.
I am. I definitely am.
Are you?
They're not bad in basketball.
You know what? Let's look up the line, shall we?
They're not bad in basketball.
Let's look. I'm looking it up right now.
You guys got this, Oklahoma State?
As opposed to Baker Mayfield, who decided to call Kansas out as a basketball school in so many words... and so many gestures yesterday. That was rather entertaining, if you'd missed that.
Well, can you blame him? He kind of got dissed for
the
handshake.
He really did. Right from the coin flip.
Aggies have a 50, according to the matchup predictor on ESPN, 55.9% chance that the Aggies win.
See? It's going to be
so
tight.
So we basically have a 56% chance that we work extra tomorrow and a 44% chance that we get off early.
I like our chances.
Aggies are minus 5.5.
Although I know the listening audience is hoping for the extended show. But,
I'll be tuning into that.
Oh, of course.
It is holiday week. So.
What time does the game start? It is today at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
So we'll know by
Oklahoma State Cowboys are 3-0. Fighting Texas Aggies are 2-0.
Dave South and the Fighting Texas Aggies.
Let's go Cowboys.
Let's go Cowboys. Pew, pew.
Guys, so a couple things here. One, I was distraught. I just threw an outfit together today.
I noticed that.
Yeah, it does look different. You look different.
Yeah, you look like the lead singer of Incubus or something. I don't know.
Let's see. Incubus lead singer.
I took a random band. I was
really?
I was thinking of...
really?
Okay, Cypress Hill. How about that?
Oh, I know. I'm not that gangster. There's okay. no way I'm that good.
You kind of.
But I was in there because every day before our show, I go in and mess with Dell. Yeah. Because they usually run long, and so I go and stand really close to him and make it awkward, and we usually have some banter back and forth. And he said, get out of here, you every hipster in the city look. And I was like, what? I look like a hipster? And then I realized that with this raggedy-ass beard and a flannel shirt that's not buttoned up with a yeah, I do. I've actually, because I got on skinny jeans, I was like, oh my God, I'm a hipster.
If you had just like a plain black baseball cap on?
Yeah. I would look like I was undercover, like 21 Jump Street or something.
Okay,
but I was because I had to re-dye the growth.
I noticed that
the
yeah.
beard,
yeah,
because it started fading and I thought, okay, I've got a bunch of like the holes that I have. I was like, I've got a bunch of blonde hairs there. Maybe if I dye it again, those will go black. Problem solved. Guess what? They didn't go black. And it looks like now.
Because once they go black, they never go back.
I wish we had the gong. Because what I was looking at is I realized now that my face looks like I got drunk and shaved.
No, you know what your face
There's
looks like?
There's like just enough spots where I'm like, that's enough.
Have you seen the commercial for this new razor company? And they say that you can do everything from trim your beard to shave, and the guy takes it and he has a full in beard and drags it right over his cheek
exactly
and makes like this
about.
Strip. And I'm like, why the hell would you do that and leave it? Well, that's kind of what it looks like on your cheek.
Yeah, I know. It looks like Stevie Wonder is my barber, and he was like, hey, you want me to give you a quick shave? Yeah. And then, okay, Stevie, we're not doing that again.
Isn't he lovely?
It's bad. It's real bad. I got to take my I took a picture at day one. Completely shaved, and then I took a picture at day 10, day 15, and today will be day 20, and I will post these at the end of the month so everyone can see just how sad my face is.
Now, do you also take pictures before and after the coloring?
I haven't been, no.
Okay.
I mean, I can.
The viewers are getting robbed.
No, of the splendidness of the gray.
Entertainment value.
The grayness, the old man that is my face.
It's really not. It's just, you're just patches.
It's sad. I know. I get
it. You're doing a hell of a job growing yours out.
I hate you both. I just want you to know that. Neither one of you stuck to this, and I feel like I can't trust you.
But I think it's a lot easier for you. I mean, you grow like a little bit of hair once every like 3 weeks.
He's right. He really is right.
I mean, for us, it would have been a disaster.
For us, we would have been ZZ Top by the end of the month.
Yeah. Like,
you guys are dicks.
I mean, my hair would have been like
I'm already surpassed you again. So when you think about
I know,
it,
I was like, did you do November? I was looking at him today. I was like, did he actually continue with Movember? And I was like, no, he
So
shaved.
My whole thing is, I did Movember for all of one day, all except one day, because I shaved for one day and then it came back full, even more yeah. full than the first time.
You would have had a full blown James Harden beard yeah. if you didn't shave.
Not me. This is what, you know, and this is what's going to happen. Is since I have to have this for Thanksgiving, I'm going to show up to my dad's house, and he's going to make fun of me. And I'm going to be like, you made this. This is because of you. Like, I don't have a choice. I didn't get to choose. There's some things in life you get to decide on. There's some things that you don't. Your genetic makeup is one of them. You don't get to pick how nice of a beard you right. have. You don't get to pick how tall you're going to be. You don't get to pick if
your
you have a large – okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, your hairline. You right. don't get any of that. It's right.
what is
it's
he gonna say?
Given
I think
that's to
gonna you. Be. I think I would love to hear him make fun of you.
Oh, he's going to.
Like, and it won't be like one or two jokes. It'll
no.
be like the entire night.
It'll be most of the day, and then we'll be drinking, and then we'll get drunk, and it'll get worse. It'll escalate. It's gonna be awesome.
Will you guys fight?
No.
Oh, that was the history of my family get together.
Oh, y'all would fight like fist fight.
Not
you
fist fight.
When was
like,
the last time?
Argument.
Did you ever punch your dad? Did you ever do that as a kid? Like you got you know.
Not as a kid, but the moment the O moment the O for
bleep.
My entire family.
Yeah.
yeah.
O ish
is I no everyone was afraid of my dad, and it was nice.
Was he a mean
I think it was like
or?
My well when he drank when
yeah.
he drank he
well,
got a little bit belligerent
yeah.
yeah but I literally. Threw him over a recliner on Christmas Eve in
oh.
front of our entire family, and he ended up back against the floor, spread eagle, looking at the ceiling. And I was like, I'm probably gonna go outside for a while.
Now, were you a kid or were you
no,
an adult?
I was probably 17 years old.
17?
Yeah.
And you're throwing dad around the living
Threw
room.
Threw dad over the arm of the recliner and right on his backside.
Nice.
Dang. Yeah.
I like it. Otherwise, it was just a lot of people that got belligerent when they got drunk or just stupid when they got drunk, and that's why our family get-togethers really kind
of
suck.
Ours, we have a lot of fun. We all get drunk, but we have a good time. We don't really fight and argue. But we also don't talk politics anymore because that's when we'll start arguing because me and my dad couldn't be more opposite.
Okay.
When it comes to that, yeah.
Hey, we got a full show for you today. We're going to go till 4 regardless of what we do tomorrow. That's 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line, 713-780-ESPN. You can call, you can text, you can be a part of the show. That's why we call it The Usual Suspects, because we love you on a regular basis, contributing to the delinquency of our program. You can also hit us up on Twitter. It's at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is Funny. And we always say, won't you join us and be a part of the show? Tell us what's on your mind. Get something off your chest, and we'll have some fun today up until 4. Right now, I want to tell you about the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long period of time now because it's Houstonians helping kids in need in the Houston area. And how you say that might work, well, let me tell you. You guys might have suffered devastation through Hurricane Harvey and lost a vehicle in the process. Whether it was covered by insurance or not, you got to get rid of it, and it's going to cost you more money to have it towed away. This is a way that you can donate the vehicle to a charity that can actually make a difference in the city of Houston, Texas. How you say that works? Well, here's what you do. You call them at 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They come to you. They do the paperwork. They tow it away for free. They give you a $50 gift card for mentioning ESPN 97.5, and then the process really begins because your donation turns into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. That could be warm meals, book money, bus fare, eyeglasses, all the things that if a kid doesn't have it, it's a distraction. But if they do have it, it makes getting their education that much easier. That's how this program works, and it's great. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's The Usual Suspects rolling all along in segment number 2 of the 3-hour extravaganza that we like to call our favorite program of the day. It goes from 1 until 4, and we're going to be with you to entertain you and talk some sports. Texans won yesterday, as we all are aware of now. And I think, did we all predict it? I know Barry and I both said Texans would win. Nick, did you say Texans would win?
I did.
There you go. So we all kind of saw something, felt something coming in the air tonight.
I didn't expect that kind of offensive output.
I didn't either, but you know what was funny? I was driving in, flipping around the dial. And let's just say a station that has very close ties to that team decided to make the statement that on the day they honored Andre Johnson, that DeAndre Hopkins is probably the best receiver in football.
Whoa.
One of the other guys goes, what about Antonio Brown? He goes, okay, second. No, really? No. There's a guy named Julio Jones that's pretty good. There's some guys.
He's up there. I mean, let's be real. Yep. He's a top 3, top 5, top 10.
Agreed with all. 3 and 5 is fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
but there's a couple guys.
I wouldn't say top 3. I'd probably say top 10, right?
Top 5. I think you could make a case for a few others, but he's definitely top 5 for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the first two that come to my mind every time is Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, because when you do fantasy football, those are the first two receivers off the board.
Yep. I mean, you're also talking about just if you're going by just yards, then sure. I mean, he's putting up some pretty good numbers. I mean, you know, guys like Fitzgerald is still playing.
Yeah, scored yesterday.
Cooks. I mean, there's some other options. But again, he's top 3, top 5, and I'm that's good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And they're finally finding a way to get him the ball, too.
Yeah. In fact, look, I'm pulling up the receiving yards. Antonio Brown is first with 1,000. But you also, I mean, take into account touchdowns. Well, I mean, he's up there. He has 9, and Fuller has 7. Both of those numbers, though, probably hold steady for a while without Deshaun Watson.
Thank you, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
exactly.
He helps quite a bit for a guy that was never really catching that many. But Brown leads the league in yardage. Adam Thielen is second. Hopkins
Adam Thielen
is third.
Is having a career year for him.
None of them are putting up the touchdown numbers that he is, that Hopkins is, that's for sure.
And Case Keenum, by the way, stopped questioning if that man should lose his job.
Right?
Good Lord.
Yeah, he's crazy. But I thought yesterday's win was good. For the Texans from a couple of things. one, you kind of you got a little bit of confidence in Tom Savage. Not great, you know, you're not like, oh, this is the guy. But you feel like, okay, if he just plays smart, if he doesn't do anything too stupid, then maybe they can manage a few wins here. And I hear people talking about, hey, they're still in it. They're still in the playoff hunt. I mean, technically, yeah, but losing Deontay Foreman is going to sting.
I was going to say good and bad yesterday. Yeah. The good was that they scored a lot of points and they put numbers up and a lot of guys stepped up. The bad was your depth at running back just went from slim to basically none behind Lamar Miller, and that's going to be a problem. They're going to have to search and see if anybody's out there that can help them.
You've got Blue.
Isn't he hurt?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Is Blue
too.
Hurt?
He has been.
Oh, good Lord. Is he really? Where was I at?
Let me confirm that, though.
The only thing that I would say is you take a guy like you had in training camp that didn't make it to your practice squad that I thought was going to, in a Gunyawale from Wisconsin, because he knows the system, and see if he's out there somewhere. I checked this morning. He hasn't signed with anybody. Just to try and bring him in because he knows the system to give you some kind of an option.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard to teach anybody your system at this point, but you know they can do some little things. He might be a little bit more versed. But they're going to have to find some help because that's a tough injury, and that's one where that kid really looked good yesterday.
He really did. You felt like, oh, maybe he's turning a corner. Maybe he's – because they've been trying to position him. Like a week ago, they had him start the game. Remember we asked Sarah Barshop about that. Was there anything to be made about that? And she even commented they want to start featuring him some more. So I think there was that opportunity. And I think the thought process was is if you could turn Deontay Foreman into your first and second down back, Lamar Miller, with his pass-catching ability, which he showed yesterday as well, really good touchdown catch that he made in the end zone, maybe he becomes your third down back. And that's a nice 1-2 punch for the Texans going forward.
Well, before I forget, Blue, he did suffer a hamstring, but he is expected to take over.
Okay.
The starting
running back. I thought you meant he was out for the year, but he just missed. Okay.
Well, would you do that for the amount of money you're paying Lamar Miller?
I mean, if Deontay Foreman is the better running back, yeah.
See, I would look at a situation like Coleman and Freeman in Atlanta where you could just, you know, alternate series.
That's fine, too. Yeah. Lamar Miller isn't useless. I mean,
the biggest knock on Lamar Miller, even when he came to the Texans, was durability and the fact that the amount of touches he got last year was excessive and he wasn't going to be able to last doing that. So Foreman was the perfect kind of thunder and lightning add that could help you take a little bit of the load off of him and give him more versatility in the passing game, to your point.
Yep.
It's a shame now that he looks to be done for the year, and you hope that he can just be ready for next season because he showed a lot of promise and he's got a lot of talent.
You know, you look at all the injuries on this team that has everybody saying, wow, wait till next year. And you think about that. There's a lot of talent on that sidelines every week that's not playing because of injury. With Merciless, Watson, and now Deontay Foreman.
You obviously have to hope for health. I mean, you have to hope Fuller that everybody makes complete recoveries. But should everybody make a complete recovery, you're absolutely right. And you put a guy that's that dynamic at quarterback and give him that many different options to work with, and you see what he's done already with Will Fuller. As we mentioned, with 7 touchdowns already, and he's rejuvenated D-Hop again.
Yeah.
I mean, look, even Ellington, aside from one boneheaded play he got lucky with, he was thinking on the 1-yard line on that punt. But other than that, I mean, look, for the most part, you're absolutely right. Clowney, man, looks like he should be first-team All-Pro this year.
Well, he probably had the best game of all the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, he balled out.
And he's going to get paid. Now, the question is, by whom? Because if the Texans are going to pay him, they're going to tie up a whole lot of money between J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep. I tell you what, the other couple of folks watching that game that I was kind of impressed with, one was on the other side of the ball, Ricky Seals-Jones.
Yep.
Had a nice little coming out party, made a couple of good catches, former Aggie.
Yep.
Was an undrafted rookie free agent, was on their practice squad. And Buda Baker played...
He's tough.
Out of his mind yesterday.
He's tough.
Yeah. I mean, they got themselves one right there at safety.
Who was doing color yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't listen.
He couldn't say Buddha for the longest time.
Oh, no. Oh, it was the twins, one of the twins.
Oh, Barber?
Yeah. I thought you meant on the radio.
First it was Buddha, then it was Buddha. And I was like, just say Buddha Baker, please.
Yeah.
I think he pluralized Bakers at one time. I was like, come on, man. Just get the names right. That's all we ask. It's not much. Just help us out a little bit. Was it Tiki or Rondé?
Dude, don't get me lying. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know it was one of the twins. That's all.
I like to turn the volume down.
They're twins. I can't tell.
Yeah, just not good. Okay, so
congrats, Texans fans. That gives you just enough hope to make it sad at the end of the year. Because they're not getting a wild card.
The Ravens, they're not catching the Jags. They're on the cusp, excuse me, or the last wild card team at 5-5. So there is a chance. They could be savage beasts.
You think this team has beaten Baltimore Monday Night Football?
Which, by the way, I'll be at
Cowboys and Indians for Monday Night Football.
I watched the Ravens. They are awful on offense. They're not as great as everybody makes them out to be on defense. And I believe the Texans could beat them, yes.
Really? Because they held the pack to what? How many points was it?
0 points. One reason and one reason alone for that big L.
0 pointuses.
The gum-chewing, giraffe-necked quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. I thought Savage stayed in the pocket too long and couldn't make up his mind. Oh, my God, let me tell you something about Brett Hundley. Oh, man.
Good stuff.
I actually turned it off in the third quarter and walked away, and Lisa and I went to move some furniture and do some things in storage, and she's like, are you really? And I go, oh, it's that bad. I cannot watch it anymore. I'll tape it and watch it later, and it was awful.
Yeah, I'm with you. That wasn't pretty. 23-0.
Yes.
I was thinking about you when I saw that score. I thought, oh, I wonder how much stuff got thrown at his house.
No, I'm already over the season.
He throws the baby. Get out of here.
She'd come back and hit me.
Yeah, she would. Somebody said, so are we having Barry take a chop to the chest today?
Yeah, disappointment there, too. We come in and find out the wrestlers decided to come in a little early, so they joined other shows besides ours, and now they're done for the day after we not only prepared for them, which is more than we can say for most shows, but we not only prepared for them, but we had a little deal we were going to do with them. We're going to Facebook Live it. We're going to, you know, get them some extra pub, have some fun, and then we find out, boop, 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 boop. Nope.
We're just the redheaded stepchildren of this station. They just kick us when we're down. Oh, look, here, have some fun. Ha! Nope!
We didn't come up with that idea? Nope! That's it. Not going to do that. You guys are shut down.
I was really looking forward to a chop to the chest today.
I was, too.
I was going to take it like a man.
Well, you look like one.
I wasn't going to cry much.
If you were lead singer.
I hate you.
Hey, well, you know, Charlie's going to be here. We get Charlie to give you a chop in the chest.
Okay.
You could probably just scrape that off.
I'm not going there.
All right, Charlie Palillo joins us next from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. We'll talk about a whole lot, including the fact that he boycotted the game yesterday. He was a man of his word and stayed true to if the roof is closed, he ain't going, and he did not go. He did not show. So we'll get to that for a half hour. If you guys want to join the show, as we always say, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line, call, text, back with a whole lot more. Right now, I want to tell you about American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about these guys for quite a while now, too. These are the guys that I rely on whenever I have any issues with wheels and tires and pretty much anything with my vehicle because I trust them. I know that when I go to American Wheel and Tire at 290 and 34th Street, that they're not going to try and screw me over like a lot of the major stores are going to. You got a flat tire and there's just a nail in your tire, they're going to tell you you need to replace your tire sometimes. They're going to charge you for things you didn't even know you needed and you probably didn't. That's not the way they do business at American Wheel and Tire. They're going to tell you, hey, we don't have to replace the tire. We can patch that tire. It'll be good as new. If you damage your rim, even if they're stock rims from the dealer, they have them in stock, and they can replace them or repair them with a lot less charges at the end of the day. That's just the way they do business because they want you to be return customers. They've been in the business for over 15 years in the Houston area. Mike and Tammy Gust, they run the company. It's a family company. They do it the right way. They have a viewing room where you can sit there and watch your vehicle being worked on. You can ask questions. They'll come out and communicate what they're doing to your car, and you're never going to be left with wool over your eyes thinking about where the hell those charges came from and why you had to pay so much money. They want your return business. And while you're at it, check out AmericanWheelAndTire.com. You can check everything from lift kits, Kevlar wraps, off-road accessories for your SUV or your pickup truck, coatings, and more. They do it all. They customize cars. They can make it look like a one-of-a-kind, or they can fix your factory car to look good as new. That's the way they do business. American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street, or AmericanWheelAndTire.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, our person of interest on Mondays and Fridays, 1:30 to 2. It's Charlie Polillo. It is compliments of Sports Map 94.1 as he has the shift. Well, I mean, it's our sister station. We're all one big happy family. So we like to cross-pollinate, Charlie. That's what we do. And the buttons work, which is always good.
Well, I was turning mine off because I'm in wheezing and coughing mood.
Allergies are cold.
I don't think allergies. I think sick. The sore throat's not getting worse. So that's key.
Get a fever? You got a fever?
Get the fever?
Savage fever.
For the
baby.
Cowbill?
Savage fever.
It is on.
So
now.
Did you boycott yesterday? That was my first thought.
I texted him.
I saw the dome, the roof was closed, and I thought, oh, I wonder if Polillo kept his word.
He did.
Yep.
You didn't go?
60 degrees out, a few wispy clouds, a gentle zephyr-like breeze.
Inexcusable.
What do you think the argument, do they really think their home field advantage is better? Do they keep the roof closed because the players feel it's louder? If so, is that not the inmates running the prison? Is the roof being open, making it an easier escape route for the inmates from the prison? What possible reasonable rationale was there for the roof to be closed?
Travis Johnson.
Other than to deliberately tick me off, which you know is not their reason.
No. Was on this show as an ex-Texan and a player that played, 6 or 7 years here. And he was adamant about the fact that that roof should be open. So players are telling the general public when they're being questioned about it that it should be open. And I just don't understand, as you and I have said time and time again, you spend $50 million extra dollars to make it a retractable roof. You should have just made it a roof stadium and saved the $50 million if that's what you're going to do. And we all know how this got started. It's when they were bad and they were playing the Steelers and they thought they had the advantage. They made the Steelers wear the black uniforms. They left the roof open. They thought that they were going to toast them. And in fact, instead, by halftime, they were down 28 points. And the season ticket holders were irate because the sun was shining and glaring on them all over. They had to make makeshift awnings on the suites because the sun was glaring into most of the suites. And
people
suite
passing
holders
out
were upset.
I mean, that was extreme.
They were really upset.
You think that's why they didn't?
That started it. Then there was a Kansas City game a couple weeks later. They tried it again. They opened the roof, and again,
60,
they were getting annihilated.
It was right. 60.
No, yesterday, that's what I'm saying. But from that point on, they were done opening the roof.
No, that's silly.
I would just like the honor of an admission that for 15 years we failed to grow grass properly. And, well, we know that it's an opaque roof. It's not a hard roof like the Superdome. So it's not dramatically louder, if louder at all, when the roof is closed. But it's our roof, so we do what the hell we want with it. And, of course, it wasted tens of millions of dollars. But all of you, too bad.
But there used to be a rule.
At least say that.
There was a standard set. Like, if it was below 80 degrees.
Right. They got rid of the 50 to 80, but I actually read it verbatim this morning, but I crumpled it up and threw out enraged, Joel.
Okay.
But it says that we'll make the judgment as to what's the best setting for our fans and for our team. If you're not going to have it open yesterday, under what possible circumstances would you have it open?
Hence, I just don't know.
The roof was a colossal waste of money just so they could swing their you-know-what at the time and say, we have the first retractable roof in the NFL. Look at us.
Yeah,
it was open in Arlington last night.
Yeah,
Didn't seem to help the Cowboys very much.
Yeah.
And the temperature was more mild than the 60-some degrees it was yesterday. Yeah, it was beautiful.
And we understand it's not as if money from Pool A, had it been a fixed roof stadium from go, would then just be moved to Pool B. But I think it's fair to at least note with $30, $40, $50 million, whatever the cost between the roofs was, you know, how many bulletproof vests for policemen or upgraded equipment for firemen or how many schools could you have loaded up with computers? And it's not just that's where the money could have been moved to. The money was earmarked for baseball and football facilities. But what a waste. As I said yesterday, it's a mediocre organization. It's not a lousy organization. But on this specific issue, what a loser organization.
Well, and I was thinking about what you were saying, Barry, about the fact that with the rodeo and everything else. But the plan was it would have been just a straight hard roof.
Right.
It wouldn't have been an open-air stadium regardless.
We're going to grow these beautiful trays of grass and move them in and out. And we'll have the roof open during the week so the grass can grow. And for 15 years, that didn't work until the league finally said, look, you're an embarrassment and maybe an outright health risk. Put in the plastic stuff.
Well, because of the fact they were facing lawsuits for all the guys that were going to blame the turf for the reason why they blew out knees and calves and all different kinds of injuries from D'Amico Ryans to Wes Welker to right up and down the list. There were teams and players that were irate in the condition of that turf.
So is that a point of negotiation in the future? D'Amico, you drop present in all future litigation, and maybe we consider you for the second Texan honored in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
No, they're not the Steelers or Cowboys or 49ers in history. Who would be the second? Or who will be?
See, that's what I was going to say, because I thought about,
right?
Well, but he's not done playing.
Well, but I mean, who else?
You're not going to wait till he's done playing. I think that
sure you are.
We decided Arian Foster.
I think there's two that
I
was going to say. Yeah, D'Amico Ryans and Arian Foster were the two that came to mind.
D'Amico Ryans isn't. He's not. No. Well, if you ask somebody to name their top five Texans of all time.
For the franchise.
Yeah, but if you ask someone, name the top five Texans of all time, because that's where you would start the list for the Ring of Honor.
It's D'Amico Ryans isn't making. NRG Stadium?
No.
Yeah, no.
No, not happening.
So who is it?
It's J.J. Watt. Oh, maybe Arian Foster, maybe.
Dwayne Brown probably took himself off the list by basically
Bob McNair's not going to allow that.
Correct. Unless you do the old after bygones be bygones, like Brett Favre buried it with the Packers, but he had quite a legacy there as opposed to Dwayne Brown had a good career
here. Brian Cushing might be towards the bottom of the top five, maybe.
Two-time cheater whose career peaked his rookie season.
But you think the fans care that he cheated twice? No, he wasn't here long enough. But if Brian Cushing ends his career here, then I think he
Here ends here next week when they should cut him when he comes
off. But I'm saying that, I mean, if he plays a few more years, whether it's part-time or whatever.
Isn't that highlighting how lackluster history is?
Yeah. He'll be.
It really is.
He'll be maybe the next guy. Or
Shane
Arian
Leckler.
Foster.
Yeah, who's one hell of
a
punter.
One of the all-time greatest punters, but he's only been here, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question because of the fact that they don't have a history and they don't have all these guys. And it would be a shame if the next guy that goes in is J.J. Watt. But – you know, everybody's like, oh, don't curse him by saying that. Well, look, he's going to get in there at some point, sometime.
He's been saying for a year and a half, if I can't be great anymore, I'm not going to play. Well,
you know that ain't happening.
His time of greatness probably is closed.
Does that mean he's just going to give the money back, too?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. But it'll be interesting because, yeah, I mean, okay, I guess if Cushing is an option, I could see that if that plays out. But
a one-time Pro Bowler?
Because even to me, Arian Foster, who a lot of people are extremely high on for being the next guy,
he was polarizing.
Really, he didn't play that long. He had a couple of good seasons, but a couple of good seasons, does that make a Ring of Honor?
Well, put Terrell Davis in the Hall of Fame.
It sure did. It sure did, and that was a little bit surprising to me, too. But I just, you know, for this franchise, I would think that Arian was the next big name next to Andre Johnson. But he didn't play long enough.
Watt's the only one that is a lock going forward. And it's how much do they want to lower the bar? And they shouldn't. Look, someone has to be the worst player in the Hall of Fame, whatever the sport is. But I don't think you want to cheapen the honor for those who are deserving, starting with Andre Johnson let's do someone. The Astros took some criticism on that because they had no postseason success, that they got a little too free and easy with retiring numbers of guys that, well, really? You know, we get it. You're not the Yankees.
There's several numbers up there that you're kind of like, and you know, and I hear a lot of younger kids, of course, say who,
right.
But they're not that overwhelmingly convincing name like a Nolan Ryan or a Jeff Bagwell or a Craig Biggio. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do, but I thought it was classy. I thought the entire ceremony for Andre was good. I thought the jacket was a nice touch. And it seemed like everything turned out from that regard, and deservedly so. He should be the first one to go.
You go with a red jacket because it stands out more?
Yeah, that was my – I was like, what?
It's their once-per-season color, right?
Why not go with
Bloody
the navy?
Red day?
You don't go,
go with the navy,
day.
But put the logo on it.
Everybody's got a blue sport coat.
Yeah, but go with the navy, but put the logo on it. I don't know what's wrong with that.
But then
– red?
Don't the ambassadors have a blue jacket with
ambassadors.
I just think because it's different. I think it's because
it
the red stands
out
right? Like
the
gold jacket
Hall
for the Hall of Fame, right?
Garish yellow because you see it. Oh, yeah, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You used to think they were Century 21 agents. Yeah, now you just think that they're in the Hall of Fame.
That's a store for girls, isn't it?
No, that's a different store. That's Forever 21, not Century
21. No, this is a Century 21 store also.
Well, if you know that, then you know more than me. I don't. Yeah.
Look it up.
You're making that up.
I'm not making it up.
We're going to look it up in the break. We're going to come back with one more segment with Charlie as we continue to move on. If you got anything you want to inject to the show, 713-780-3776.
Department store. What?
Now, why would
you
know that?
There's a Century 21 department store in New York. That's why I know. Because that's nowhere else but there.
Almost across the street from the former World Trade Center.
Okay. That's why. That's the only.
Otherwise, I don't want to know.
There's none down here.
All right, we got one segment with Charlie, then we're going to continue to roll on. Again, if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 975.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, gang, we always tell you we like to give back. Well, now's the chance, but you've got to be quick, and I mean in more ways than one. We've got tickets tonight for WWE Survivor Series that starts tonight, and we've got Monday Night Raw tickets. We've got a pair of tickets right now, but here's the deal. You got to be able to use them, and you got to get here in the Galleria area to the station to pick them up before 6 p.m. and then head over to the event. So if you're not going to be able to do both of those things, then don't try and win them because they're going to go to waste, and we don't want that. So if you can use them and you want to partake, we're going to take caller number 10 at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10 gets two tickets to Monday Night Raw. It's the start of this big week of WWE events at the Toyota Center. Tickets are still available for purchase. You can log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com and get you some. But if you want to win a pair, like I said, and you're able to get here by 6 p.m. and pick them up in the Galleria area, knock yourself out. You get tickets tonight for Monday Night Raw. 713-780-3776, caller number 10. There.
Wrestling Wait. Guys?
No.
No.
It's unanimous. Did you ever have a phase?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid.
But you grew out of it.
I did, and then I grew back into it and grew out of it again. For some reason, in my... I guess right at the height of The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, I got back into wrestling for like 2 years, and then I grew out of it again.
So I don't know what divisions they have now, but there was a guy in this morning. I think he may have been.
Yeah, he was going to be on
this
show.
We were supposed
to
have the guy and the girl here, and they decided to come early, and they screwed us out of a whole bunch of stuff.
But I'm pretty sure I'd had like a 40% chance of beating the guy up.
Yeah, he's a
40.
Yeah, he's a tiny guy.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So what do they announce him as? This is not the
205.
Do they call it small person wrestling or midget? No, it wasn't one of those.
No,
it
was not midget wrestling.
He was actually in character in his mask. Like, it's radio,
oh, he wore the mask today. Oh, that's great.
Was it Mil Mesk?
Was the chick in a hunt? Was she?
I didn't notice her.
Oh, you didn't? They had a
was
chick
she here.
Not to my knowledge.
Well, they were supposed to have a male and a female wrestler.
Yeah.
See, because I never had the wrestling deal.
Upper Midwest.
Now, I grew up with. I grew up with my friends. Some of my friends would watch it Saturday mornings, and you had the Crusher and the jumping Jim Bronzel, and I forget what they called the tag team match, but the jumping Jim Bronzel and his tag team partner were the High Flyers. There you go, and the Crusher, but not. I just was never a wrestling guy.
Have you seen the Ric Flair 30 for 30?
Yes, very good. Very, very good.
Very good, but he's a despicable, pathetic human being. There's way too much worship of that guy. And the fact that one thing that made me like, yes, a serial.
He's a bad parent.
Bad husband, bad parent. Okay.
That doesn't make him a despicable human being.
Well, that's a pretty good start.
Sex addict.
I mean, no. What? No, he's not a sex addict. He just likes to have sex.
Claims
there's a 10, difference.
10,000 women, Halle Berry among them. Yeah, right.
Oh, he claimed Halle Berry? I didn't see that part.
No way. Did you really?
Now I hate him. He's ruined it.
But that the highlight of his professional career, he says, was when his daughter won the WWE Women's Championship.
Yeah.
He knows it's rigged, right?
Yeah. Well, they keep...
So they scripted that she wins the title and this is the crowning moment of his life because it's a wrestling moment?
See, I'm with you. That's why I wanted the wrestlers to come on, because I wanted to ask them, why do you guys keep a record? Like... wins and losses. That doesn't
just keep a script.
Yeah, that doesn't like
why
wins
the
and losses.
Wooing to me got old.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the Blitz loves
because of your hate.
It's the
because of your hate
of Ric Flair, who's not a commendable, laudable human being.
Oh, well, remember before there was the Astros it, there was the New Orleans Pelicans.
Hold on,
and let's be truthful, Charlie. Greg Valentine's figure four Lekkerhawk was much better executed.
No, you shut your mouth. There's no way. But I'm sure you have heroes that were great people. There's nothing wrong with that.
Heroes?
Yeah. Or you're not a Babe Ruth guy?
Oh, he wouldn't be a hero.
Well, but I'm saying.
So who would they be?
He's not.
So we can judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're going to try and get the cleanest people you can think.
Ryan
Steve
Bowen?
Garvey? Well, Steve Garvey wasn't clean.
No, honk if Steve Garvey fathered your child.
That's right.
A bumper sticker in Los Angeles in the late 70s.
And there was a lot of honking and there wasn't
was.
A traffic jam.
Yeah, and people hitting their horns too.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody texted the show and said that they maybe they should have done Letterman jackets for the Ring of Honor. And give Dre one.
Boy.
That's pretty funny. Good call.
That was a good call.
Good call.
Remember that fiasco?
Ugh. I'll segue off that. David Letterman, not a hero, but one of my favorite sports slash entertainment figures. I thought he was groundbreaking and brilliant and clever and didn't take himself too seriously. Just to try to carve a gap between my own front teeth.
With what?
As a thing, huh?
An ice pick.
Oh, Charlie.
I hurt like a son of a...
I guess so. You, man.
That's what you did? I would have thought, all right, well, maybe you would try to make yourself taller.
Don't act like, you know, I'm the only person to ever do this.
You're saying that Michael Strahan's space between his teeth is self-created?
That's great.
I'm kidding. I'm medicated. I'm a little
punchy. All right. So Letterman, was Letterman a clean person?
Yeah, for the most
part. No, he used to poke half of his staff, apparently, right?
Did he?
So I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, who's not, though?
But I was...
Let's be real. Right, Joel slept with Nick at least once.
Those who are without sin cast the first stone or something like that?
Kind of like when the president accuses someone else of talking about sexual harassment after he's been caught. And then
there is that.
Kill somebody else.
But don't get me started on that.
Three UCLA freshmen running around. And who would you root for less in a steel cage match? LeVar Ball or Donald Trump?
See, that's what I was going to say. It's like two guys that you... Everybody says you want it to go away, but maybe just let them just go at it and just see who ends up
I kind
prevailing.
Of feel like, though, LeVar Ball is an act. I don't know that Trump is acting. I think he's just that way. So I feel like I would probably have to root for LeVar Ball because at some point, maybe he gets old and gets tired of it and just says, all right, guys, I'm sorry. It was an act and I was silly,
You're the commander
of the free world. But I don't think Trump is doing that.
So you do your duty to save your citizens in another country. You don't need thank yous and stroking and all these other things. But for him to ask for it on Twitter, then he got it. And then you knew he was going to get it from LeVar Ball because that LeVar Ball just can't contain himself. But it's like the other two kids weren't even involved.
Yes, that's where I think, look, the kid is stupid, and whether a punk, I don't know, but that it became all the LiAngelo Ball story because of his idiot loudmouth father.
Right.
Let me pose this. Might American history be different if Vince McMahon had won that match and he shaved Donald Trump's head?
I didn't even know that existed, so good for you.
Yeah, I didn't
either. And you're not a wrestling fan, really?
I know a little bit about
Come on now.
I don't think they actually wrestled, but they might have had. Nick, you ever into this garbage either?
No,
we're like the only four.
Nick's staying so far from the microphone.
He's like, don't drag me into this, Palillo. I want no part of your wrestling
talk.
They
each had a guy fighting in their own behalf. And
I was going to say, because what, Trump wrestling a suit? I've never seen him in anything. The dressed down the most for Trump is on the golf course with a polo and some khakis.
And he could have wrestled as the billion dollar man.
Oh,
Ted DiBiase.
Look at you.
I pulled one out. How about that? I got a couple. I'm just not a wrestling guy.
Call the Peabody Committee. This segment's it, I'm thinking, boys.
That's right. We better, not only for that, but it's got to be instantaneous marketing genius for the station.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is it time yet? No? Okay. Still have 3 minutes.
Man, I'm telling you.
We can do this.
Are the Rockets off to the quietest 13-4 start?
Yeah.
Like how Palillo's like, all right, I'll do it. Fine.
Charlie. Just give me the corner of the Band-Aid, baby.
We stay in the gutter for a while. You don't get to get out that easy.
You know,
let's talk female wrestling.
Anti-wrestling.
See, that's the only reason why I would watch wrestling at all was to see the hotter female wrestlers.
Did you see the Glow series on Netflix?
I watched some of it. I couldn't get – it was good, but I couldn't – I just never
– commit to all 10.
Yeah. It's kind of like I've started watching Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
They had me
I made it
from
the first season, and then it kind of
Show
is the same.
I got through one episode, but when you start off with boobs right away, I was in. I was like, okay. I mean, like first shot is I was like, this is my favorite show.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, like right off the bat, just boobs storyline. It was nice, but I
how'd it go?
And you gave it up?
No, I just haven't circled back to it yet. The wife wants to watch Riverdale. Instead of that, and I'm like, nah, there's no boobs in Riverdale. I'm good. Yeah. No. Orange is the New Black, though. So you said after season one it sucks?
No, I just kind of lost interest.
Okay. They stopped, would they stop showing nudity?
I'm not the one who said I started because of the nudity.
Okay.
Because it was critically acclaimed.
Sure. All right,
Orange is involved, I'll at least give it a shot initially.
Okay. Oh, the Syracuse guy. I see.
That's right. All right. See what you did there.
I do, but to answer your question, yes. I think the Rockets 13-4 is... flying under the radar pretty heavily nationwide because of the Celtics.
Houston.
Yeah.
And we all go way back with this franchise, and you guys go, Nick and Barry go back farther with the city. But the thing that I will say that really is impressive about this team, aside from the fact they're doing most of it without Chris Paul, is the fact that games that they would traditionally lose in the past, at Memphis, you know, games that where they would just fall apart, and if they got down, they would never come back. They found a way to come back and win. They're more resilient. They're winning games. They're dominating the games they're supposed to dominate, too, and that's impressive to me.
And they're still, like, 21st in three-point shooting percentage. I mean, if they ever send to average, Eric Gordon shot it terribly from three, and this is a made
Brian Anderson could ever find the broadside of a barn at home, it might be an improvement.
They overwhelm people with the quantity of the shots, and Paul missing that month, I think, really, really drives Harden's MVP candidacy.
Without question. If you look at his numbers, and again, we've talked about this over two of the last 3 years, but the numbers are starting to pile up again, where you look at his last six games averaging 40 and 10, has only been done two other times. They're both Hall of Famers. It's impressive. He again is at the top of the list for MVP candidates, so just hope they can keep going.
Now, on a scale of 1 to infinity, how hard is Calvin Murphy rooting for Harden to keep coming out of games with 48 after
no
three quarters?
No question, and I told people
7.5 minutes to go.
Both publicly and privately, if you think for an instant he wanted Harden to break that record, you are out of your mind.
All records are made to be broken. Hell with that, not mine.
Nope. That's exactly right.
I think he's going to get it this year. All they need is a game where he's going off, but the other team is scoring with him, that you don't take him out.
Yeah, if you don't take him out in the fourth quarter, he's got to get it.
What's the record, 56?
57.
58 would be the new record. Sorry, 57.
I think on this, in this offense, there's no reason Harden shouldn't be able to put up 60.
He will do it at some point in his career. I just think it's probably going to be this year because there's enough bad basketball in the Eastern Conference where they could blitz somebody, and as long as D'Antoni's aware of it.
Especially when you have Chris Paul, who could also be setting him up for, you know, that kind of offensive output. He doesn't have to control the ball.
That's the one thing I noticed the other night against Memphis. The way he's just got to be loving life for his assist totals, when he just gets caught in the air but kicks it out to the wing and Anderson and Gordon are just knocking down threes for him, his assists, when he gets going, it's got to be a lot easier game for him with guys that can shoot like that.
They're good. They're fun. That's not a bad way to spend 6 months until the Astros start.
Nope. That's exactly right. We appreciate you joining us again today. We'll see you on Friday. Hope you get better. Get some meds and some rest, and we'll talk to you at the end of the week.
No.
Because of the holiday, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, talk to you next Monday.
See you at Raw tonight or whatever it is.
Raw.
Get it straight, Charlie. It's Monday
Survivor
Night
Series.
Raw.
Oh, yeah. Monday Night Raw.
No, Survivor Series already
Not
happened.
Raw. Don't shorten it. It's Eddie Murphy.
Raw dog. All right. All right, guys.
That was funny, Joel. You leave me delirious.
All right, guys.
Hey, you guys are the come. All right. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about my favorite place to eat in the city of Houston. You may have heard me earlier telling Joel that we had a Monday night appearance coming up. So this Monday the 27th, I'm going to be out at Cowboys and Indians for Monday Night Football. Won't you join me? We're going to have a good time. It's located in 1901 Taft in Midtown. Again, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food, and I'm telling you what, you're going to love this place. Everybody that's gone out there that's heard my commercials, that's heard me talk about them, that's seen the pictures that I post on Instagram when I eat there, everybody that's gone to eat there has gotten back to me and said, man, I thought you overhyped it, but I can't lie. It was better than I expected it to be, and that's after you raved about it. It's that good, guys. They're known for having the best butter chicken in Houston. Go check that out. Give it a shot. If you like Indian food, you're going to love this place. All of the recipes are family recipes that Haas and his crew have perfected over time. I'll give you some other examples that you can get. Let's say you don't want chicken curry. They have chicken fried steak. Let's say that you want something with a little bit of both. Quesadilla is made with naan bread. Really good. You need to give those a shot. Joel's favorites. They have a Himalayan heat burger, one of the best burgers in this city. I'll put it up against any of them. Check it out. Go give it a shot. All of it delicious. They also have for a limited time, they have a 97.5 special from 11 to 3 p.m. for lunch. You can get an all-natural half-pound classic burger with fries for $8.99. Got to get out there and give that a try. They have a full-service bar, so while we're there watching Monday Night Football, you can get your drink on. And if you don't want to leave the house but you still want Cowboys and Indians, you can have it delivered to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. 1901 Taft in Midtown. Look them up on Facebook, CNI713. Whatever you do, make sure you get out to Cowboys and Indians and take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.